This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kevin, Corey, Mike, good morning.
I think the thing that's pressing on a lot of people's mind, and I know we've asked you this before, I know they haven't practiced thus far. Should we probably not hold out hope for Bland and Micah at least this Sunday?
Well, I think the fact they're not practicing is always an indication that you've got a question. In both cases, they're still evaluate their rehab work that they're doing. But the fact that they're not on the practice field, this is walkthrough today. And so you'll rely more on the work, more on the rehab work and how they're doing there. But you still need to leave it open because we're a long way from Sunday, but we're getting closer.
Jerry, how tough is it? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, please.
How tough is it in today's game? We know that there's limited amount of practices because of the agreement you guys have made 20 years ago, and maybe that's too long ago, but how much easier was it for maybe a Bill Parcells or somebody to do something different because you had more practice time with the players to allow them to get to know it through repetition, where it feels like in today's game, maybe you don't get enough repetition to change things drastically during a season?
Well, I think your point is one to think about. You don't have as much injury as you would have been having had you had more physical practices. You just don't have the injuries. How much of that compensates some of the execution when you come out of training camp? You haven't had a lot of the work. You've got less injuries, but you haven't had a lot of the work you used to get. I'm going to back up. There was a time when they were playing six preseason games. There was a time when they thought, well, in the first couple of games of the year, you'll play yourself into better football. And so those early games were also not as perfection as you might think they could be in pro football. We're now playing into that because we don't have that preparation as much. We play into that. You have more mistakes. You have more mistakes the younger the players are. So we've got a combination of a little less preparation. You've got a combination of more mistakes. But you're dealing with more games. And on balance, I agree with all of this. I think it produces the kind of teams and the kind of game and what the NFL's trying to do. So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But from a coaching perspective now, it'll bite you. But just as injuries bite you, and any coach will say, boy, I want to we're going to be physical. And do that in practice, but you can get bitten. I'll never forget Al Davis And to me, he's my poster child of this tension that goes between having a lot of reps in training camp or having a lot of reps, physical practices. And boy, when he would come up to out to Austin when we were there at St. Ed's, he'd stop practices. He'd step in and stop practices and say, we're not going to leave it here in August. We're going to save it for February as far as the health of a player. So all of it has its points. I like where we are.
Jerry, CeeDee and Dak have both acknowledged that they kind of feel like they've found their rhythm. Do you feel like that's the most important part of your offense, and from there it's kind of like trickle-down economics for everybody?
Well, think about that. They had a lot of rhythm going. They spent a lot of time in the offseason, a lot of time throwing the ball back and forth to each other. So they had a lot of rhythm. As you know, it didn't concern me as much that Lamb was not in camp, because I'm well aware that when you get in camp and you've got a chance of tweaking something there in camp, and seen it happen a million times. And on balance, I was satisfied with that. But frankly, I think they've been on the same page.
Okay. I am glad that you mentioned Al Davis, because I've been kind of curious about this. You give the team the facility, you give the contracts, the flights, the coaches. You provide everything there is to have an opportunity to play and win. What more can you personally do during the season? And this is more like your job. Like what is that you can do during the season to help the team win?
Well, I think you're continually looking as you get into the season. You anticipate injury. You don't know where it's going to happen, but you anticipate it. And so it's ever – everybody does it a little differently. However, I like depth. I like the prospect of depth. You're probably seeing that with the way we're handling this roster. We're being judicious about how we basically load up at the top of the roster financially. And I'm smiling when I say that, with having the highest paid quarterback in the whole NFL and having Lamb just signed his contract. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the other areas you're seeing, we're being judicious, because there we want more players. We probably want younger players. And it's going to be a balance. That's what it's going to be. That's the system that we're in. But we're seeing right now, if you don't anticipate injury, and or frankly, you can anticipate to some degree just tapering off of talent. If you don't do that and have some young guys ready to step in and have a system in place that the younger guys can affect and put in place, younger guys don't play with the same complicated system that your older players do. So you got to see all that coming before you get there.
I'm not saying it necessarily has to be a tapering off of talent for these two, but do you feel like Terrence Steele and Zach Martin perhaps have had a rougher go this season than you anticipated?
Well, I don't. I think we're having a rougher go than I anticipated. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
So let's don't couple that with just those two.
Yeah.
But having me in the loop needs to be there. It is rougher, and I did not anticipate the challenges that we're having with this team. But I am reminded of teams that I've seen that have had a lot of success and put themselves in a position to take a shot, and they were 3-4. When I look at the whys that were here, I really have a tough time getting past just sheer youth, sheer inexperience in the offensive line, and I have a tough time getting past that turnover, those turnover ratios. And I'm telling you, when you look at that and knowing what turnovers will do for you, we've had through 7 games, the Cowboys have turned the ball over 13 times.
Yep.
The entire year last year, we didn't turn it over but 16 times. 13 times we've turned it over. 16 times. It's really a plus that we've won 3 games. because we had that big turnover experience up at Pittsburgh and got out of there with a win, which is rare when you turn the ball over that much. So right there alone, you take that, you take some of the things we're doing or not doing relative to in the offensive line. You just brought up two of them. You can just about stop right there. And I notice we haven't said a thing about the defensive side of the ball. And we all know that we've got room to improve on the defensive side of the ball.
What is it? I don't mean this in a negative way. I'm legitimately asking. What is it that makes
say
you
it. Go ahead and say
all right.
It.
What is it that makes you encouraged that these things can improve? Like when we talk about the defensive side of the ball, not turning the ball over so much, the offensive line. What gives you optimism that those things can improve this season?
Okay, first of all, I have seen the players that are out on the field do what I'm talking about doing that would address turnovers or do address having your communication in your offensive line, improving your running game, improving your protection. I have seen Dak make the kind of plays that would cause us to have a different turnover ratio, for instance.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So your question is right on, but I have seen these guys do it. I know that Mike McCarthy, I know the caliber of coach he is. He's one of the highest rated, highest percentage winning, losing coaches that's been in the NFL, and he's won a Super Bowl. So when you've seen it done in football, then you know they can do it. Then that gives you reason to say what I say, and that is that we can get better.
Just about as passionate of a person as there is out there in the world, Michael Irvin, who obviously loves to talk about the Cowboys as well, and he said that he believes the Cowboys need to make a trade. When Dak said, this is similar to 2018. That was the year that you guys traded for Amari Cooper. But I take it, is there any chance, I don't want to make any assumptions, is there any chance that something along those lines could happen in the next 4 days?
Listen, first of all, let me talk about Michael. It's no secret, but for those who haven't heard me say it, Mike's probably one of the favorite people I've had in my life, much less as a player. And so when Michael talks, I listen. For instance, it was about 6 or 7 years ago that Michael passionately, publicly said, Jerry, pay Zeke. Pay him. He's the heart and soul. He's what the team is built around. Pay Zeke. Pay him what he's asking. Get him in here. So I'm smiling when I say that. but the point is, at a given time, we've all had that go. I've had it, and I've done it. And some of them work, and some of them don't work as well. But obviously, just to make a trade, but I know Michael would like for us to upgrade with that trade, not just make a trade to be traded. And so having said that, if I see something, not just see it, boy, let me tell you something. We have been, but we've been doing this hard for a long time. But, boy, we look for all meat on bone out here that can improve our team.
Well, when we look at this matchup at noon against the Falcons, I know you are a huge fan of Bijan Robinson going into the draft. He is drafted very high before the Cowboys would have had an opportunity to take him. Is he the person on the Falcons that concerns you the most?
I think they've he's got a lot of ability, but he's also played teams that did a good job of on defense that mitigated some of the plus that we think about it. Again, the running back can only do so much, and certainly there are running backs that are better than others, but and he is one of the tops and was recognized as that coming out. So absolutely, he'll be a handful, and I wish we had him. And that's, by the way, I just violated a tampering rule right there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and, go ahead and dump that, Alec.
I could pay for that one.
Jerry, I thought the apology between Trayvon Diggs and the reporter Mike Leslie was funny, and I thought it was light. And it was two people compromising, creating a pretty good bit too. Did you think it was funny? Did you think it was important?
Do you know that, first of all, I didn't see it.
Okay.
And, I had to ask, I look back on it, and after having been told about it, it was funny. And, that's real good stuff. We all know that, we're proud to have Diggs, and we all know that everybody deals with their own issues. What none of us knew when that was going on was that he had a tear in his calf and was going to maybe limit him. That'd be enough right there if a player could look around the corner like that or was looking around the corner like that, that'd be enough right there to get you in a foul mood. I'm not trying to make an excuse for him at all in any way. But those guys have their own relationships with these guys. I've had them over the year. I love them, my relationships with media. And you look around there and you'll find, and I don't know, I guess I'm also compensating here too, but some of my real relationships and friends, I've been spending 35 years around media, and I've, in every way I can, been a good friend to them, both professionally but on an individual basis. And there was obviously a little individual stuff going on there between Diggs and that reporter.
Okay, and is that the thing that's been keeping Diggs out of practice this week a little bit, then, the tear that you talked about?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I was watching, Kevin and I have been watching this show, and Mike has too, called The Comeback, and it's about Boston coming back and defeating the Yankees in 2004. And that team seemed like, in that clubhouse, they had so much fun. There was a lot of tension, a lot of big business too, because it's two powerful franchises. But there was a lot of tension, and then the team just said, we're just going to have fun. What was the last time, Jerry, or the time that you can remember that is the most fun that you've had owning this team?
Well, it's fun. It's not fun when you don't win. It is not fun. There's no way to make it fun. That's part of sport. That mirror is not fun, looking into it. And you lose, usually, because of mistakes. And you very seldom do you get beat just because somebody just totally outplayed you or outmotivated you. You've usually technically made some issues out there. And it's particularly depressing because I don't know that you can have a game that a player doesn't have mistakes. Now, when you look at all of that, I have often said football to me has, in a way, been the best days of my life. But the fun, the euphoria of it is only about 5%. And it was that way as a player. I was miserable in college. the whole time. And I look back on it, and I should have been just laughing and turning cartwheels every day.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, I wasn't where I wanted to be as a ball player. And I had a coach come out one time, and boy, he had chewed me one end down the other right in front of the whole team. And he came out, and he asked about Stephen. Stephen wasn't but about a year old. And he said, "Jerry, how's Stephen?" And I said, "Coach, don't even go there." I said, "The way you talk to me and the way you talk to me in front of my teammates," I said, "man, I just can't believe it. Well, what do you mean asking about Stephen?" And he said, Jerry, he said, "Son," he said, "I'm trying to help you be a ball player." He said, "I know you're miserable, and I know you want to get better, and that's my way. I love Stephen. I love you. I'm trying to help you."
Last thing I got for you, any idea of maybe how long Diggs could be out with the calf issue?
No, first of all, I'm not so sure he's out. But the point is that he did have, that's why he wasn't at practice the other day, and he came in with that early in the week. But I want to really say this. I'm not backtracking on that, but I just want to tell you, there's a lot of things that are going through people's minds,
yeah.
Just as there's a lot of things that were going on at reporters' minds. I get it. Everybody knows, everybody's trying to do a job here. But there's a lot of things that can be on your mind that make up emotion. And, boy, you can beat yourself up over this stuff. And I know you guys have been there in your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely have. All right, Jerry, before we let you go, the election and the trade deadline are on the same day. Is there a trade that you can make that will steal all the headlines from the election?
Oh, yes. Hey, and I say that recognizing that puts what's important to me in the right perspective.
It does.
We all know how critical this election is. But in my world, it means more if we can work on something out here at practice that could beat Atlanta. And, I'm going to get popped for that. But the election's a big day for all of us and important day. But things will happen in both areas that day. I hope we do a little something good that the Cowboys get some advance the ball a little bit. And I hope we advance the ball for the country.
Excellent stuff. Appreciate it as always. Good, sir. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.